Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
And we have not sent you, but as a mercy to the world.
I want to be a servant of God like Muhammad.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Muhammad, Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to our program Like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, where we are honored to discuss some of the qualities of our beloved Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Inshallah, after listening to this episode, after listening to these qualities, we should try to implement and utilize them in our daily life. As we say, we are Muslims, we are the followers, we are the true followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. So how we can say we are true followers, whereas we are not following his footsteps, his all the manners, his all the advices which he has done for the Muslims and for the believers? As in our previous episode, we discussed that one of the good manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was leniency, soft-hearted person. We can see in the history so many incidents where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could have done, could have behaved differently, but he has behaved very, very in a different way, which gives us a great lesson to imply and implement in our daily lives. One of the very famous incidents where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated the captured one, whenever a battle happened between Muslims and non-Muslims, and mainly these battles happened and occurred because of the mushrikeen, the non-believers, the non-Muslims. Islam, I think, has not started a single battle against non-Muslims and mushrikeen, has not initiated. All the battles which happened in the history, they were because of the non-Muslims and the non-believers. They initiated, they provided the reasons. That's why Islam tried to defend itself. We all have heard about the Hatam al-Tai. He was a very generous He was a person, non-Muslim, non-believer, but he had a very good akhlaq and manners. He would, you know, give food to the people. He would give respect to people. He would help the poor. He had a lot of good qualities. In a battle between Islam and non-Muslims, the daughter and son of Hatam al-Tayy, they were involved. After the battle finished, definitely Islam was the triumph side of the battle. So once battle finishes, Muslims capture a lot of people, some of ladies and some of the people. When Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam come to see these captured ones, the daughter of Hatam al-Tayy, she got this chance to talk the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Her name was Safana. She said, "Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad," because she's not a believer. She does not say Ya Rasulullah. She said, "Ya Muhammad, halak al walid, my father has died. Waghab al wafidu, my protector means his brother. He was escaped during this battlefield to Syria." She said, "My brother, which was my protector, he is not also present. Fa'in ra'ayta an tukhalli anni. If you want, if you wish, you can free me. Wala tushmit bi ahya'ul Arab. So the people of Arab, they do not, you know, say anything about me. So I'm not embarrassed in front of the Arab people. Fa inna abi kana yafukulani. My father would free the slaves. Yahfudul jar. He would protect the, you know, the neighbors. وَيُطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ, he would feed the hungry people. وَيُفْشِ السَّلَامُ, he would spread the salam. وَيُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الدَّهْرِ, and he would help the people who had calamities during the time. So after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard these things, he said, "These are the qualities of a believer."
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the people that, "Please free her, خلوا عنها فإن أباها كان يحب مكارم الأخلاق." His father would love the good manners, good qualities, which Islam emphasizes on. So they freed the daughter of Hatam al-Tayy, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, he arranged a caravan, and he gave enough money to her to leave the city and go to the Syria, where his brother already were there. So this incident gives us this lesson that no matter who you are confronting, the main manner of Islam, the main manner which Islam emphasizes is the soft-heartedness. Because Islam itself is... the meaning of Islam is peace. Islam, salama, is peace. So Islam is a religion of peace. And this peace, when it happens, when we have a soft heart, we are not harsh, we are not hard-hearted people. So the biggest quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us these lessons, that we should be also soft-hearted. And if we are soft-hearted, then we can see lot of fruits in our practical life. Then we can become like a magnet. We can attract a lot of people towards our religion, especially those people who have a role in our religion, like scholars, like normal people who have a high post in a community or in a society. This is a very, very important quality they should and they must have. Because if you don't have this quality, no matter whatever you try to preach the religion to and whatever you try your hard, your best to bring peace in your society, in your community, it will go in vain unless you bring this quality within yourself first. So having a peaceful heart, soft heart, if you are soft-spoken and soft-heart, then it can provide a big and vast, you know, opportunity for you to bring changes. I hope our listeners, you have enjoyed listening to these beautiful qualities of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi. Rasulullah, Rasulullah.